Hey, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Let's Go Pokemon Podcast. Of course, like always, it's me, Brandon, alongside.
Hey, guys, it's Jay. I'm doing a live shiny check right now.
We're just shiny checking, actually. Because we've got an Aeron, a Frillish, and I can't remember if Jortek is shiny. I don't think Jortek is shiny yet. Okay, no. Let me double check. Check it just in case. I could be wrong.
Okay, so I shiny checked Frillish, Aeron, and Seedot. No shiny.
Wait, Seedot too? Oh.
Yeah. And, no. I feel like Joltik wouldn't be shiny just yet.
I want to see there was an event where its shiny got released. But I honestly cannot remember. I'm checking it right now. Okay, let's see. Oh, yeah, its shiny was released. GoFest Global 2023.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. I was like.
Okay. Okay, yeah. It's like an electric green, kind of.
I was like.
Or like highlighter yellow. Shiny.
Hold on, let me. I see more like a mix of neon green and highlight yellow green, but like no. I was like thinking. At the entire time, I was like, I can never remember if Jotek's shiny or not. I always want to say it is, but I always feel like I'm so wrong about that. But anyway, before we get on to the news, I know you're not that much on Twitter, or at least in the Pokemon Go sphere of Twitter. You're more on the anime and music. Watch the camera.
Oh, shit, my bad.
I don't think you're usually on the Pokemon Go side of Twitter usually. No. Maybe for like a couple of stuff, but not really.
No.
Not as much as me anyway.
No.
But, so apparently, I don't think Niantic ever confirmed it, but I think everybody basically confirmed that during the Odyssey event, Umbreon and Espeon shiny were never turned on, because apparently nobody found one. There was no reports of one being found by anybody on Twitter or Reddit, apparently. So apparently Espeon and Umbreon, who were supposed to be shiny during the Odyssey event, were never turned on, because nobody reported finding one in the wild. People reported it finding in the wild. I have found them in the wild, but nobody posted of them finding a shiny or saying, hey, I know somebody in my community that found them in the wild shiny.
Yeah. Oh, I vaguely heard something about it, but I would never pay much attention to it. I thought it was like a meme that I wouldn't understand. Because I seen it in a meme format. I looked at it. I was like, okay, I don't understand it.
And also, apparently, they forgot to turn on Tornadus shiny thing in form until halfway across Raid Owl in Europe.
I'm not surprised. Niantic, what are you guys doing? Did you forget or did you forget? Come on. Stop lying to kick it with us, Niantic.
Yeah, because like nobody was reporting finding one in Raid Owl or just in the regular shiny until till really late. So like, you know, Australia and New Zealand, they got screwed like always and all that.
Poor guys.
They're really, honestly, the beta. They're still the beta testers, in all honesty. Like, they never left beta.
Yeah, no, honestly, yeah, I was going
to
say.
If anything, the entire country was given beta access to Pokemon Go. That's not my joke. I was listening to a Pokemon Go podcast. I can't remember which one it was. I want to say it was, I can't remember who it was, but they made that joke, so I can't take that credit for it.
Fair enough.
But anyway, let's get on with the news. Now that we kind of covered that controversial stuff, which honestly kind of sucks.
Yeah, it does.
The watch is just like, I highly doubt that nobody knows at least somebody that found an Espeon or an Umbreon. Because like, someone would have mentioned something. It's like, oh, somebody in my community found it. Or like, showed those screenshots. Because, you know, people like how to show screenshots on their Discords, on their Telegrams, and all that, on the group me's.
That, and then, you know, a good majority of people are now screen recording the screens nowadays, since that's a more common...
Oh, watch it.
I'm not used to the camera being this close, honestly.
I know. I'll push it back for the next episode.
No, this is all right, because at least they can actually see us a little bit.
Yeah.
But I do agree with you on that, because you know, screen recording, the feature for it is becoming more common nowadays in these newer phones, because, you know, until I got the, what was it, until the S10 Plus when I got it, and all my other phones beforehand, no screen recording, even though it was like more of a common feature. at that point. So like 2017.
I don't know when the iPhones got screen recording, in all honesty. I do not know when that happened.
I want to say maybe around the 7 or 8. Maybe 9. I don't know.
I think it may have been some... I think, if anything, it wasn't a main feature until one of the later phones, but it was always a feature, just nobody really knew about it. Mm-hmm. But anyway, let's get on with the news.
All right, after enough all of our tech bit.
And all the controversial stuff that Niantic's done. Niantic, we're looking at you.
Yeah.
But anyway... Like I said, next spotlight hour is going to be... Well, I think I said it, but anyway. Next spotlight hour is going to be Yacht, who can be shiny with the bonus of times 2 chance for candy. And I would like to make a note that Yacht has one of its megas out, not the other one. Yacht has 2 megas. You can evolve it all the way to God of War, and then mega evolve it to Mega God of War, which is released in the game. Then you have... Rots's other evolution, Gallade, who can mega evolve to Mega Gallade. Nice. So, a good chance to get a bunch of candy, so that way if you get a Hundo or a Shundo, you can power it up, max out to level 50, and have a level 50 Mega. Although, I do gotta say, if you guys are you guys may want to save a good male Rots, because only male Rots can evolve into Gallade. So, you may want to save some of those if you want to evolve into Mega Gallade in the future. Anyway, Jay, what's the next raid owl? Since I've been talking for like a hot minutes.
Now you're good. For our next raid owl, we're going to have Thundurus, who can be shiny, and hopefully Niantic actually turns on the shiny for this one.
Oh, no, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I think if anything, the one that people want to hunt for, if you're doing PvP, is I think Landorus, which is the last one. I could be wrong. But, yeah, hopefully Niantic turns it on. Yeah.
But... after that, we're going to have our next event called Dazzling Dream. And it'll start this Saturday, January 13th at 10 a.m. And it'll end on Tuesday, January 16th at 8 p.m. your local time. And our event bonuses are going to be double catch double catch and hatch Stardust. My bad. And our wild encounters for these events. Making their shiny debut into the game is going to be Cutiefly. And also, depending where you're at in the world, it will show you different flower flabébés. So, red is going to be Europe, Africa, and the Middle East. Blue, Asia-Pacific, and yellow here in the Americas. If you're lucky, no matter where you're at, you can find a white or orange flower flabébé. And now for the our regular encounters, we're going to have Clefairy, Jigglypuff, Meryl, Snubbull, Cottonee, Spritzy, Swirlix, Dendene, Cutiefly, and Morlo, who all can be shiny. Swirlix can be shiny?
Yeah, Swirlix can be shiny. It got released during some event, I think, towards the fall or spring of last year. I think I checked the event. I can't remember when it got released, but I remember it got released. Cause, no, it was during one of the Go Fest, I think. Because because I think it was them because Swirlix is that one that's the perfume one. Then you have that one that looks like cotton candy a little bit. Devolves into that other one that looks more like a that's shiny, is like a chocolate color cotton candy. Because Swirlix is that little, I don't want to say weird looking, but.
It's like a cotton candy.
No. That's the other one.
So is that Swirlix?
That's Swirlix. So, wait, which one did we say? I'm getting myself confused now.
Yeah, you're getting them mixed up, dog.
Okay, which one did you say?
Swirlix.
Yeah, Swirlix is sunny. I think it was Go Fest of 2023. Yeah, got released in Go Fest Sapporo. Or Sapporo.
Yeah, Sapporo.
Sapporo. Got released in Go Fest 2022, not 2023. So, over a year now, its shiny has been out.
Nah, I didn't know. But
I was thinking of Spritzy.
Yeah, you were thinking of Spritzy, but that's not bad. And also, let's see here. You can also encounter Togetic, who can be shiny, by the way.
Yep, and let me go over the eggs real fast.
All right, you got
so
it.
In the 7 kilometer eggs, we have whoa.
Oh, come on.
You gotta stop moving your feet so much, man.
All right.
Or do you want me to move?
No,
or do you want to...
We're fine. I'm just gonna keep my legs back here.
I mean,
I like to stretch my legs out during the show.
Yeah.
My knee.
I'm just glad it hasn't tipped over.
Yeah, no, if it tips over, we're done recording. We're done. The episode is scrapped. You guys won't get an episode.
See, okay, this is only for people that listen to the or watch the video. If anybody's watching it, listening to this, they're like, what are they on about? What are they doing? Oh, about. Oh,
yeah, yeah. For audio onlys, I've been unintentionally hitting the tripod on the camera because usually Brandon has it about like a couple of inches away from us. But he has it like really close up against the table. So I'm not used to like having something right there because I like to like move my legs around during... while we're recording, but anyways, let's get to that egg list.
Okay, so for the 7 and the 7 kilometer eggs, we're gonna have Togepi, Spitzy, Sporlux, and Cutiefly, who all can be shiny. And also, Cutiefly's hatched from these eggs have a greater chance of being shiny than those found in the wild. Now, our field research encounters are gonna be Alolan Vulpix, Spitzy, Sporlux, and Cutiefly. And if you're lucky, you can find a Marwile from a field research encounter as well, who can be shiny, as well as Carbink. Now, Carbink, if you guys play GBL, I think Carbink is still listed pretty high on PvPoke's website, so maybe a good time to try to get one to get a good IVs, or get your buddies that don't do PvP to get a bunch of them, and then you guys mirror trade them or something. Work out a deal to where they sent you a bunch of Carbink, and then you can hopefully get a good one.
Yeah.
You can also get Mega Energy from Mega Gardevoir or Mega Altaria. There's going to be a collection challenge that's going to give you XP, Stardust, and a Carbink encounter. And our new avatar item is going to be a Cutiefly mask, which looks... I'm not a big fan of how it looks, but it's okay. There's going to be a paid researcher that will cost you 2 USD or your local equivalent. It will give you 2 premium rare passes, XP, Stardust, 2 star pieces, and event-themed encounters. And it must be finished and claimed by Tuesday, January 16th, which I think it's 8 p.m. local time. I'm going to double check on that one real fast.
I feel like it would be 8 p.m.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's just one of those. I kind of don't like how they're doing. Oh, it must be claimed by this time whenever you paid for it.
What's the deal with that, Niantic?
The more and more they do that, the more... Because even whenever the force did, I was like, oh, whatever. I'm going to get it done by then, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why are you guys doing this? What's the incentive behind this?
Yeah, it's 8 p.m. local time. But now I'm like, but we paid for it. Yeah, it's $1.02, but yeah, that's still $1.02. We paid for it.
Yeah, that's our money that you guys are just taking from us.
Yeah, and what if you forget? What if you get busy and all that? All right, Jay, talk about History and Typhlosion Day, which we literally had a bad... I confused you on this.
That, and then you were confusing yourself too. So this upcoming Saturday, Sunday. You got me doing it again.
Do you want to go over the story real fast before?
Okay, story time. Rewind it.
Okay, so I messaged you. Was it yesterday or was it the day before?
I feel like it was yesterday.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, it was yes, so we're going to say it was yesterday. I messaged Jay saying, hey, are you going to be able to go, what did I say? Because I didn't say a day. I said, hey, are you going to be able to, I think I mentioned Hishu and Typhlosion.
Yeah.
And then I said, hey, I mentioned Hishu and Typhlosion coming to the game this weekend, I think. Then I said, hey, you're going to be able to go raiding on, no, and I said, hey, you're going to be able to go raiding on Saturday. You're like, I can't,
I said maybe, kind of depends. I got something going on, and I was like, okay. I was like, okay. I don't know. There was a different raid day happening on Saturdays, but I was like, I still got Typhlosion on Sunday, whatever. And then I just sat there at the table, just looking at my phone. I was like, is this man really confusing the days again? And I was like, I said, are you sure you're not mixing up Typhlosion for Saturday? Because it's on Sunday. Or something along the lines.
No. Okay, so you thought I was talking about... No, I remember now. You thought I was talking about doing raid hour that day. I was talking about...
It was yesterday. I thought you were talking about, raid hours. Like, I was like, I don't know. I'm still, like, at work.
Because I never mentioned raid hour. I just was just talking about History and Typhlosion the entire time.
You're like, are you able to do the raids? I'm like... I was like, I'm kind of at work.
Yeah, because like right before then, I was like, "Hey, shit, Typhlosion is this weekend and all that." And then I was like, what time are you going to be doing your stuff on Saturday? Is that because, it's from 2 to 5, you have, 3 hours to do it if you're not doing your thing till later. Mm-hmm. And you're like, what are you talking about? What's going on Saturday? And I was like, he's your Typhlosion. You're like, dude, you're getting the days mixed up.
Yeah.
So I literally looked it up. I was like, no. He's like, I'm not wrong, am I? Turns out I was wrong. I had the days mixed up because I swore it was on Saturday. I saw when I looked it up, it was on Saturday, but now it's on Sunday.
It's always been on Sunday.
Okay, yeah, but anyway, that was how I saw it, how I got him confused and all that, and how I literally was making us go in circles for a second. But anyway, go with the raid day that you said you can go on.
Okay.
Because you got nothing planned.
Oh, yeah, but yeah, I'm not stepping outside because it's going to be freezing cold, just so you know.
We'll be in my car.
Okay, cool.
Probably.
No, I hope so, because I'm not stepping outside, because I am not built for the cold. Once my fingers and my toes get cold, we're done. I'm just done in general, because I don't like the cold. The only reason why I like the cold is because I can wear all my hoodies. I have a bunch of hoodies.
No, I was going to say, you don't like it below freezing.
Well, if it's cold, it's all right, but if it's cold and the wind is blowing, it's a no-go for
me. See, this is why I invested this, I bought them last year, towards the end of last year. I bought them in touchscreen gloves.
Yeah.
You got to invest in those.
Yeah, every pair of I've had, I never liked them. I don't know. It seemed they made everything a little more finicky, but... real quick, I know we're delaying on Heisei and Typhlosion, but it's going to be on Sunday, January 14th, 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. local time. Making the debut into the game is going to be Heisei and Typhlosion, who can be shiny while making their debut. And the event bonuses are going to be get up to 5 free raid passes from spinning gym stops, increased chance to get Heisei and Typhlosion. Remote pass limits will be increased up to 20 on Saturday, January 13th at 4 p.m. until Sunday, January 14th, 7 p.m. PST time.
I did not get those wrong. That's what it said. Because I heard the confusion in your voice. I didn't get those wrong.
No, it was a little confusing on my end, but there's also going to be a 5 USD ticket that you can buy. And it'll get you the following bonuses starting on Sunday, 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. local time. 8 more raid passes, increased chance for XL candy, and 50% more XP from raids and double stardust from raids.
Yeah. You know, so what I think they're doing is so we've had three Heisei raid days as of right now. Mm-hmm. We had Samurott, Weird Deal, and Samurott. So what I think is going to happen is I think we're probably going to have another non-starter next, and then we're going to have Heisei and Decidueye. But what I noticed is, because I'm looking at this real fast, is that the Heisei and Typhlosion and Samurott, mm-hmm, both had tickets you had to pay for, both $5 and all that. Because I was thinking earlier today, so I'm just checking this right now, because I swore we got more free raids on Samurott, but no, they're the same raids. 5 raids and an additional $5 for 8 more raids and a bunch of more bonuses and all that. But anyway, I'm looking forward to this. Heisei and Typhlosion is awesome. All the Heisei and evolutions are awesome.
Yeah, out of all three of them, Typhlosion is my favorite, and that's me trying not to be based about it, but I'm honestly going to be based about it.
I don't know which one's my favorite in all honesty. But anyway, now we got some information for Go Cinder Tour.
Honestly, I'm excited for that. I've seen the TikTok talking about it. I've seen Twitter the Twitter notifications I've been getting. I am excited. My body is ready for this. I am excited. I will brave the elements for this event.
Okay, so Origin form Dialga and Palkia are going to be introduced into the game.
Yeah, everybody, round of applause.
Now, here's the thing that if you read like the article they released and all that. So anybody can have access. Anybody can get the Origin form Dialga and Palkia if they get an invite or they're at the raids in person and all that. However, only people with Los Angeles ticket or citywide tickets will have the chance to get them shiny and have those signature moves.
Of course.
Like,
I'm not excited anymore, Brandon. You killed the vibe. This episode is done, guys. Okay, I am out of here.
Okay, how is it my fault that I read what they said? That I literally just read what they said? Because I will literally read it word for word from the article.
Word for word, bar for bar, if you know, you know.
Pokemon debuts. Origin from Dialga, the temporal Pokemon, and Origin from Palkia, the spatial Pokemon, will be making the Pokemon Go debuts in the 5-star raids during space-time anomalies at Pokemon Go Tour Sinnoh. Trainers without an active Pokemon Go Tour Sinnoh Los Angeles ticket or citywide ticket add-on can participate in Origin Form Dialga, Origin Form Palkia raids, but they will not be able to counter a shiny one or one that knows the signature attacks until Pokemon Go Tour Center Global. So we're going to be able to get those shinies later, but not doing this. Because, like, not doing this course. To begin with.
Okay, never mind. The mood has been elevated slightly back up, but damn.
Yeah, so we won't be able to get them. But here's the real thing I find.
What?
Origin Form Dialga and Palkia will not be able to transfer into home.
That's weird.
Honestly, I don't know if you can transfer them into home to begin with. I know you can add the Dex form into it. But no, that would make sense because I don't think you can... You can't transfer items into the game, and you need the items to get them into the origin forms.
Huh, that would make sense.
Yeah, then... Yeah. See, okay, I'm not going to lie to you. Like, see... Oh, okay, looks like the path is...
And yet again, here we are without the camera.
Yep. At least you don't have to worry about it. I mean, you still have to worry about it.
Well, anyways.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, so whenever I say you won't be able to get them, you won't be able to get them until later. Mm-hmm. So you won't be able to get them like the first week, because I think it's going to be like a week or two difference between Go to Los Angeles and then Global. Okay, so the signature moves will have an effect in game, by the way.
Oh, I did hear about that.
Okay, so let me make sure I understand this correctly. I'm actually going to pull up the article because I want to make sure I got everything right. So we're going to go over the best Dialga Roar of Time, because Go Diamond. Mm-hmm. Because you were poor, right?
Yeah.
It's okay. I know you chose wrong.
Whatever helps you sleep at night, Brandon.
Okay, trainers can activate the adventure effect associated with Roar of Time by using 5,000 Stardust. I'm sorry, Jay. I don't think you're gonna do these effects because you know how you love your Stardust. You barely spend it.
Oh, no. I might do it if it's with... Because I did hear about how with the Dialga, you were able to, pause the timers and stuff.
So you're going to have to use 5,000 Stardust and 5 Dialga candles to the start time for 6 minutes.
5 or 50?
6 minutes. Oh, wait. No, 5 Dialga candy. For 6 minutes and pause the timer on the following items. Incense, Daily Adventure Incense, Lucky Eggs and Saw Pieces. You can extend the timer of Roar of Time as the effect in increments of 6 minutes by using more Stardust and Dialga candy. The timer can be extended for up to 2 hours each time you tap use. And you can tap use to additional time up to 24 hours. Once Roar of Time ends, the timer on the activated items will continue to count down. Roar of Time cannot be activated at the same time as any other adventure effects. You can combine both at the same time. Mm-hmm. And also, be careful, because at the moment, Origin Form Dialga will not be able to learn Roar of Time via TM. So you have to catch one and then make sure you don't delete the move. All right. And do you want me to talk about Spatial Rend?
Do you have it right here?
Yeah, but also I have this one that goes a little more in depth because I kind of summarized it.
Oh, you got it then.
Okay. Okay, trainers can activate the adventure effect associated with Spatial Rend by using 5,000 Stardust and 5 Palkia candies. And you can distort space for 10 minutes and allow for encounters with wild Pokemon at an increased distance. You can extend the timer effect by increments of 10, which is weird that Dialga is 6, Dialga is 10. Maybe they thought Dialga was too powerful.
You said Dialga twice.
Palkia is 10 and Dialga is 6. It's weird. Maybe they thought Dialga would have been too busted if they did 10 minutes.
Probably. I could see it.
You can extend the effect by 10 minutes by using more Stardust and Palkia candies. You can extend it up to 2 hours each time you tap use. And you can basically get it up to 24 hours. And you can only... Once Spatial Rend ends, trainers will only encounter wild Pokemon within normal distance limits. And you cannot activate it at the same time you use Roar of Time. So you can only do one at a time. So, yeah. So that's going to be Dialga and Palkia and all that. Mm-hmm. All right. Do you want to go over our next event, Jay?
Sure. Our next event is going to be Raging Battles starting on next Friday, January 19th at 10 a.m. And it'll end on January 24th. January 24th to 8 p.m. local time. And making their debut, and the game is going to be Annihilate. And it's going to be beat 30 ghost type, ghost or psychic with Primate as your buddy. And you don't have to use it, then you can evolve it. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, you understand that? Do you want me to clarify it?
Yeah, no, clarify, because reading it the way you typed it...
My bad. I thought like that kind of made sense, but it was also a little bit in a rush, to be honest with you, to get everything done on time. So basically, in order to evolve Primeape into Annihilate, you're going to need to have it as your buddy and beat 30 psychic types or ghost type or a mix of both. But you don't have to use Primeape when you're doing those battles. You just have to have it as your buddy. So you can have it as your buddy. It'd be like CP12. And then you're going Master League using Pokemon with 25,000. Or you can just have it in... You can just be beating a Raybus and not being on a team. But as long as it's your buddy, it counts. Mm-hmm. It's just the key thing is you have to have it as your buddy when you're doing this.
Yeah, nice.
All right, Jay, continue.
Okay, so... let's see. Event bonuses are going to be the following... Team Go Rocket will appear more frequently, and Throw and Sock will spawn regardless of the regions, whatever region you're located in. Our wild encounters are going to be Mankey, Machop, Lickitung, Gligar, Sableye, Throw, Sock, and Scraggy, who all can be shiny. For our raids and our 1-stars, we have Snubbull, Houndour, Panchamp, who all can be shiny, and we're also going to have Marini and the 1-stars. For 3-stars, we can have Primeape and Gyarados, who both can be shiny. We're also going to have Zweilu. And for field research encounters, we're going to have Mankey. There's also going to be a collection challenge that will get you 3 fast TMs, 3 charged TMs, and Stardust. Also, during the event, we're also going to be having Go Battle Week. Timeless Travels. The bonuses are going to be the following. Quadruple Stardust from win rewards. Set max to 10 for a total of 50 battles. Free themed time research available, including an Ingo style hat. Paid time research will cost 1 USD or your local equivalent currency. Active leagues are going to be Great, Ultra, and Master. Paid time research will cost 2 USD, and it'll get you 3 rare candies, 1 rocket radar, Stardust, and 2 premium battle passes. And you want to go over for the last bit?
All right, I'm not gonna lie, I was on my phone for a second. What would you leave off at?
Premium battle passes.
Okay. So the C Day?
Yeah.
Okay, so February C Day has been revealed. It's Chansey.
I did hear about that.
Yeah, I mean, like, is anybody surprised because Niantic accidentally leaked all the C Days this season by themselves by accident? Or quote unquote accident, as you would say?
Yeah, I feel like it's the latter, quote unquote.
Although I'm not gonna lie, I'm surprised by its charge move. Wilder charge. No, but yeah, February's Community Day is gonna be Chansey. And don't forget, not this upcoming weekend, but next weekend is gonna be Community Day Classic, which is Porygon.
Yeah, Porygon. Good old Porygon. It's been a while since we've seen Porygon.
Yeah. The only other thing I can think of to say is that the new 7-star Terra raid battles have begun in Scarlet and Violet. It's going to run until the 14th, and then it's going to run again the following weekend. And it's going to be Blaziken with the Flying Terra type.
Huh.
And then also, the epilogue of the DOC dropped. Now, you need an item to activate the epilogue. Anybody can get the item, but you need to have the DOC to activate the epilogue. And I think you also need to beat the...
You're also going to need to have completed the DLC, too.
Yeah. Yeah, but the code is... Because you need to get it via Mystery Gift. Mystery Gift, receive it on via the internet, and then go on... Hold on, let's see. How do you get the Mystery Gift? The epilogue requires you to complete the Indigo Disc story as well as participate in the Academy Ace tournament at least once to activate, and is activated by receiving a mythical Peacha Berry item through mystery gifts dash receive via internet and going to Peacha and Mossy Town and Katakami. Like I said, I thought there was a code, but I guess it's not. Anything else, Jay? Anything I'm forgetting?
No, but I did make some slight progress in the Crown Tundra DLC.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a work in progress, ladies and gentlemen. Brandon came up with an ultimatum. Well, not an ultimatum / offer.
I want to say an ultimatum because ultimatums basically do this or...
Okay, yeah, never mind.
I'll leave or something like that.
Okay, scratch that. It's not the ultimatum. Okay, scratch that, no.
I think that's the definition of an ultimatum.
Yeah, okay, you know, I goofed on that one. But no, Brandon had made an offer. Or, yeah, an offer of sorts that if I...
Hold on. I made a Giratina's bargain. How about that?
Sure. Also, pardon the noise. I'm opening up this plastic that has sobble in it.
Do you get it?
A what?
Do you get a Giratina's bargain, like a devil's bargain? But, you know, because Giratina is in the distortion world, was banished.
Yeah.
Huh, now it's a still.
Oh, nice.
But anyway.
Oh, this is so cool.
But anyway, continue, Jay.
And Brandon had a bargain with me that if I
Doctor Strange.
No, well, I'm not the Dormammu, but he said that he would start anything that I've been trying to get him to start on. He said he'll start on, you know, on said series or said game if I complete the DLC for Scarlet and Violet, if I complete one of the following. Pokemon Sun.
Wait, I thought you said you had to do all three because I have to do over 100 hours of gameplay for Persona.
No, I was trying to figure out how long it would take me to beat all of them,
because I thought you had to do all of them. Well, I'll do all of Persona 3.
No, I'm trying to match the hour time, but one of the following: complete Pokemon Sun, finish the Crown Tundra, which I haven't even started. I didn't start up until like maybe a couple of weeks ago. Or bulldoze through Pokemon Scarlet and then bulldoze through the DLC too. But I mean, by the time I get to the DLC, I don't think I will have to bulldoze everything. I should have everything like equally leveled.
No, especially because dealing with DLCs, you fight trainers with level 80 Pokemon.
Nice. Now we're cooking.
Yeah, because I think the Blueberry Academy Elite Four, or what they call the Elite Four, because, like, you know, they're not a region, but, like, you know, they made their own Elite Four and the school did.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like a club of the strongest trainers and all that. Mm-hmm. And let's see if I can find it real fast. Blueberry Elite Four, yeah. Yeah. The first one is lowest is 78. The highest Pokemon is 80. Mm-hmm. Next one you fight is level 77 is the lowest. 79 is the highest. Then it's 78, 80. Then 78, 80. The champion is level 80 to 82. And that's actually a pretty stacked and dangerous team. Because he has Politoed, Dragonite, Grimmsnarl, Porygon Z, Incineroar with Intimidate, which is apparently a very dangerous Pokemon in the VGC.
Yowzers.
Because Intimidate is a powerful... Because any Pokemon with Intimidate is considered a little dangerous. But I think Incineroar with its moveset and all that, it was really fearful. Because, you know, especially because it's a bulky physical tackle. Mm-hmm. And then the Pokemon I will redact because you don't know about it yet.
Yes. Is it the one from the Mystery Gift?
No.
Okay.
But anyway, that's it for today's episode, you guys. Don't forget, you guys can follow us on Let's Go Pokemon TikTok, Let's Go Pokemon Podcast on Instagram, Let's Go Pokemon Podcast on YouTube. You guys can email us at letsgopokemonpodcast@gmail.com. And like always, good luck shiny hunting this weekend. Hopefully, I get another full shiny Hisuian startle.
Hopefully, I can get a Shunnu. And also, if you're in the Americas, specifically the United States. Well, actually, no. Yeah, the Americas in general. It's going to be freezing this upcoming weekend, depending where you are. If you're not used to it, bundle up. You know, stay warm out there. If you're used to it, give anybody some tips and tricks on how to bear the elements.
You actually know that I think the lowest in town's gonna be on Monday or Tuesday. It's gonna be like tens.
Yeah. So I'm not looking forward to it.
But... Hey, I mean, does that mean that you won't walk? Because I thought you guys don't go out if it's below freezing.
No, but we're probably gonna be at the shop.
Eh. Oh well.
All right. We'll see you guys next week.
Have a good one.